motherfuckers on the corner. One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Love Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel, feel. Round and round, that pulse, she go. That sound to make when she hit the floor. Boom. I'm gonna take her to my room. For show, for show,
for show.
So I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL BNP, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say? I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
Was just bullshitting, and you know this, man.
and gentlemen.
I like to know them.
Are you ready for start time?
Hey, well, let me kind of move these things around here, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what this is coming down through the audience, but it looks like it just came out of the basement.
Come on,
thank you, because it's all blocked.
All right, let's bring to the stage a crazy, silly, fresh DJ.
Traveling Matt.
Only on UBRadio.net.
Mixing the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat. Beat to beat. With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
Yo. What's up? Real tough. Yo, this is what they do to that radio, where we featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. The number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dog, your girl, Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl, Riding Shotgun, B-Dub. Real talk, that's what's up. That's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio room featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing.
Yo. Real talk. You know what time it is. For real. The number is 347-934-0318. The Urban Experience like never before. But we get ready to take you on the ride on the wild side. Y'all better keep y'all mind right.
My declaration of independence, shot heard around the world, national attention, to all the powers that be, my name should be mentioned, there's a message in the bottle, read every sentence, this is for every DJ who ever made a presence, represented this art form in every essence, taught you how to party, no dance lessons, know how to cut a record, go and just it's that heat that they're looking for, all these other rappers that were so not looking for, change the baby look when they see me off. Everyone in the park to the corner store. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Whether you're chilling in the club or on the freeway, to make your hardest day just seem easy. Rest in peace, JMJ, be easy.
Back in the project, shorty door open, music got a hot, see the
drop a big stick and play my song, Son of Brother DK. Sweet kid, honey, real never fake. We do this with one thing, all about the cake.
The bomb squad.
really don't matter with me now. Yeah. Because I've been to the mountaintop. Yeah. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight.
Hold on, baby. Yeah, you. What's up with the economy? It's so hard for me to make ends meet. Tell me what's going on. Things like being in the street is the only way to be successful to me. Are losing the jobs and the ones trying to make it, gotta grind till the time's hard. I can't even lie, the price of gas is too high. All I wanna know is why isn't there a cure for AIDS on the market? Why are black females the number one target? Tell me why are men on the low? Think what they do is a secret. It ain't a secret, not so much hate in the world, we need to stop it. You know the dropout rate, we can't drop it. So to the one that would know just what to do, Mr. President, this is my letter. Why must the mother have to hustle to take care of kids? Why must the thug even have to smell tough? This shit is fucked up, and I know all this because charge, but I don't care. It seems like those with power really just don't care. So to the one that we know just what to do, Mr. President, this is my letter to you. Oh, this is my letter to you. Oh, my letter to you. So many young girls turned out, walking around with the belts poked out. Can't find the father when the babies come out. Why these boys trying to cop the latest? They should be trying to be the greatest. This here is bullshit, I'm a savior. Never seen a death rate so high. Drugs to suicide and kids from high school. Child, don't be no fool, Mr. President. This is my letter to you. Why must the mother have to hustle to take care of kids? Why must the thug even have to smell drugs? This shit is fucked up, and I know all this because I just saw the charge, but I don't care. It seems like those with power really just don't care. So to the one that we know just what to do,
Teenage, college student, a full-grown adult.
Oh, this is my letter to you.
We're all going through something right now, especially this day and time when everybody's killing each other. Time for a change. And what I need y'all to do right now, just keep your focus, keep your faith, keep your head up, don't lose your mind, and you gonna make it out. This coming from me, coming from my heart. Signed sincerely, DJ.
Mixing the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat. Beat to beat. With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
What the fuck? Making wax shit?
Fuck your dad.
Yo.
My
not
smoke. I go to the quick five to get my not smoke.
Kool-Aid.
They gave us lemons, we made lemonade. But this nigga's paid, ancestry of slaves, descendant of kings, is necessary. I blink, put rims on everything, wear Tims on every scene. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slaves and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. Do I mean it like a slave master? Nigga, no, I'm gangster. Gotta eat rappers. My abbreviation was young when I caught the cases. That should mean the court could see my changes. Take off the bracelets. Savage went broke. Smoke sour diesel, need no Bowflex. My chest still cut up like a bag of dope. Thought patterns consist of boss matters. Spit Moses' lost commandments like a gross sandwich out my mouth. Toast to government cameras, peeping us every week. I must have my cars, homes, and phones sweep the bugs. But this is what I was dreaming of. Between cutting hard coke with new ways and slicing my fingers up. They used to string us up. We wanted everything. But the one bringing us cake be the snakes like the... like the new Jack City wedding scene. No time for mistake, trying to get it like Medellin. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slaves and the master. What you looking my for? Nigg. You the question what and the answer. People afraid of criticism, but I always put myself in a sacrificial position. They been know I ain't just rapping for fame. I got my old homie half sister father acting for change. Yup, I get a cash up. This paper don't matter. They see me from skinny to fatter. When I rap about war, they got a tendency to scatter. They ain't my backup no more. So now my enemies are at my front door. Cause anytime we mention our condition, our history, our existence, they calling it reverse racism. Still to this day, the streets torn. My brother Jung, I always have a seat for him. Not behind me, beside me. You always know where to find me. They say the close ones will hurt you. So let's keep a small circle. On the road of riches and diamond rings. In the land of the blind, a man with one eye is the king. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more. Still we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, it's history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges.
Nigga. Stop saying nigga. I'm getting a nigga headache. I can't think. Nigga, stop it, niggas.
From Los Angeles, California, 20-year-old Pat Justice.
They say the 60s was crazy, but the 80s was worse. Crack fucked blacks and gave birth to a curse. The moon's bright, the sky's misty. Know my future because I know my history. My life predicted by a gypsy. Murder, she wrote at the end of the story, the streets get me. That's why I live quickly and always keep a pistol with me. Ghetto prisoner. Won't stop fighting until I'm free. Raising a city of fallen angels where niggas ain't scared to bleed. If money's the root of all evil, then greed the seed. This ain't living. We taking because ain't nobody giving. America's a rich man's vision, but a poor man's prison. So don't expect these politicians to give us a pot to piss in. Preacher man, stop preaching because niggas ain't finna listen. Folks done lost hope and stop trying. Life's a bitch from the start. That's why you come out your mama crying. The world's dying. And the people have gone mad. I take a shit on the White House and wipe my ass at the flag. When will the evil end? Too many browns and blacks in the system, victims of legal sin. In court praying for mercy when condemned by evil men. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. It's a God, where is he? My homie's dying over 150. I sit back, sit back, and analyze the situation. Ain't a person alive today knowing the monster we facing. It crucified Jesus Christ, so Marcus Garvey for rights. Shot Malcolm X in the chest, gave Nelson Mandela life. Pac died at 25, Biggie died a year younger. All my life been broke, I'm motivated by my hunger. So my mama buried me with a 357, just in case God tripping, I don't get into heaven. If he send me to hell, we know well. Cause I just did 19 years in the ghetto as a black male. And it can't get much harder than that. Had a lot of pain in my heart, that's why I started to rap. See, the mother brothers will make you dance, the justice will make you think. You saving up for a Bentley, I'm saving up for a tank. That's just the mindset of a soldier. Shit is crazy, huh? This is what I see. We are no longer slaves, but we sure ain't free. So until I ain't got a kill and steal for my own folks, tattooed across my soul all these words I just spoke. Who the fuck y'all gonna call when I break all the laws on behalf of every innocent criminal?
Hey, it's your girl, B-Dub, reporting live on Where They Do That At Radio. I'm calling all performing artists and groups ready to now to star in the next Fame Exchange DVD series. We're taping live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fame Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call B-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at B-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in at J-Dog, B-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That At Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
You're jamming with the hottest DJ on the planet. Hottest DJ on the planet.
You are watching a master at work.
Y'all know what time it is. We finna go to the quest lines right about now. We finna see what's up. We finna see what's up. We finna see what you're doing in there. Like I said before, we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. And we ain't talking about the NBA, the NFL, and all that other shit. We're gonna talk about some real shit in just a minute. But you know what it is. We're going to definitely give everybody a definite opportunity to definitely see what's up, see what's happening. Because we want to know what you're doing today. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Before I go any further, I'm sending my round of applause out to all the fans, for all the love that we can get no way to do to that radio. Because without you guys, there would not be no us. So as long as you keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. That's a promise. That's for sure. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Like I said, it ain't where you're from, my guy. It's where you're at. So the question is, where you at right now? Where your mind at right now? You know, hey, young world. Y'all know what it is. Do you know where this world is going to? But before tonight, you're going to figure it out, man. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see what you're doing in there. Let me go to the question line right quick. See what's up. See what's happening. See what we got checking in. Yeah, I think I got him queued in. There we go. Call our last 4 digits of your number is 0568. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo, what up, J-Dog? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm enjoying life, man. I'm enjoying
That's
life.
That's it, man.
And seeing what's up, what's happening, man. What's good with you?
All right. You know, just chilling here tonight, man. My boy, he's at work right at this moment. So I'm filling in for him, you know what I'm saying, Dovey Castro, you know, I'm his manager. But I just want to say, you know, we do it big, you know, hey, you know what, I want to thank you guys, you know, immensely for, you know, spending his stuff. I want to thank the fans that are supporting him, you know what I'm saying, supporting his music. This is real talk. We do this. We grind 24/7 a day, man.
Up, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, real artists doing real music definitely have a home here on Where They Do That Radio, man. And we definitely do our part to definitely, you know, to make sure that they got every opportunity imaginable to definitely be the stars in this industry that we know they can be, you know. And I hate to use the word star, but what I'm going to say is to be the men and women that we know they can be in this industry, because God has given them the talent to do so, man. So like I said, man, you guys keep doing what you do. We're gonna hold it in the middle, man. We're gonna do what we do. You know what
I'm
saying?
We're down for the next level, man. Any day, man. You know, like I said, you know, we just waiting on to try to go on some tours, basically, you know, putting out, you know, our second CD there pretty soon, you know, on our mixtape, because our first mixtape, you know, a lot of people don't know about that one, The Inner Demon, and some of the music that's coming off the first Inner Demon album, Volume 1. is hot, man. It's firecracker. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want you definitely, you know, you guys to come, you know, on our websites and on Twitter, W2010. You know, check us out on Facebook. Look up what's up on there. You know, www, the fan page, you know, on Facebook, as well as Reverb Nation, too. And, you know, Texas videos, too. And also MySpace, too. Dolby Castro MySpace, backslash. So, you know, like I said, you know, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep doing things. Like I said, you know, you need a lot of support out here, man. You know, it's unity, basically, you know, like I said. And trust me, man, we always on the grind, and you know what, you know, a lot of politics and a lot of networking, man. So, it's a very tiring job because we also have jobs ourselves and families ourselves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, we take time and do what we like to do for our passion. You know what I'm saying? Right. And music is our passion.
I feel you, man. And
you know what? Good people need to learn about good music, man. Like I said, I'm the old school cat, man. I like that stuff from the 80s, man, from hip hop.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I grew up with Sugar Hill Gang and, you know, D Nice and, you know, my man, you know, all these other, you know, Cool Herc, you know. All these guys, I listen to these guys, man, 24/7 Kid and Play, you know?
True.
So, you know, the new stuff, I feel it a little here and there, but you know what? Sometimes, you know, you got to mix it up. You know, go back
That's
to
right. That's right. You know, and you got to bring
a new flavor to the game.
That's right. That's right. You know, in order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from, man. So there's nothing wrong with that, man. Real talk. You know, that's what it's all about. On Where They Do That Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's definitely getting it in where they fit in. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, with that being said, you know, shouts out goes out to all the artists that's part of the Where They Do That fam, because without you guys, would not be no us. So as long as you keep making great music, we're going to keep bringing it to the world. We got a little over 25 million worldwide listening to this broadcast. A little over 15,000 listeners live on the line. Real talk, it is what it is, but man, Mac, you already know what it is, man. I want you to hold the line, man, because I got my special guest lined up. We're gonna crank it up in just a second, man. We're gonna see what's up. We're gonna see what's happening. We're gonna see where you're doing it at, man.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, that's what's up. Real talk, man. Like I've been telling y'all from day one, man. So many things we can talk about. So many things we gotta do. You know what I'm saying? You heard the song. So much to do, so little time. Keyword time. You know what I'm saying? The threshold of time sometimes impels the mind to rewind and reflect. So therefore, if you have to reflect, you have to also stay in check. Be in tune with the things that are around you, man. Be in tune to the things that are going on, the things that are being said, the whispers in the hallway. Be in tune with that. Because even though you might think this has nothing to do with me, this has nothing to do with this, that, and the other, you'll be surprised. Just like a lot of the listeners and a lot of the world find out over the weekend, the repetitive message that we've been putting out there is, you know, it's coming to pass. And you know what I'm saying? Yo, we're going to reflect on that. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to reflect with some positiveness and some solutions to the situation. Because you know what I'm saying? We're not about dwelling on the problem. We're about providing solutions. You know what I'm saying? So real talk, hey, you definitely at the right place at the right time. This is Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring these local artists doing their thing and getting ready to change the game. Real talk, let me go to the line one more time to see what's up, see what's happening, see where you're doing it at. Yo, caller, last 4 DDO number is 5610. You're definitely in the building on WTBTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's going on, Doc? It's your boy, Legion.
What's up? What's good with you, Legion?
Man, I finally got the project pressed up. I dropped the legend. It's definitely just another chapter of my life, man. So to anybody that checked out Rise of a Legend, you'll understand the significance of the titles and what it really means. But, you know, the tracks that's been on Where They Do That At, Last Breath, you know, When I'm Down to My Last Breath.
That's right.
Why Not, Money in the Air, Hustle and Flow. You played Uday Lott a couple times. It's a whole lot more on the project, and I'm gonna be sending in these tracks to where they do that, at, you know, to you first, so you know, people can get definitely an exclusive sneak peek on it. Definitely check out teamlegion.info. We locking down the shows right now, so I'm gonna start putting up more pictures from all the performances, and of course, you know, I always upload videos. So just got through hollering at V-Dub, you know, so. I'm going to be hooking up with her, so we're going to be getting things pumping, getting things in order. Just got off the phone with CO the Vet, so shout out to him. Miss Rare Bree, Mr. Sheen, of course. West Manifest, H.I.S. Just everybody, man. Everybody, South Paul, the delegates. Oh, man, I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, but... I'm just working, man. Belvi Castro, you know, one of the other newcomers, the homegirls that got the slow R&B song, man. I'm listening to everybody.
Hey, that's what it's about, man. It's about showing that love and show that support, man. Real talk, in order for you to get support, you got to give support. That's the game, man. That's what it's about, man. It's networking. You know what I'm saying? Unity. I mean, there's no other way to say it, man. You got to come into this thing with the right mindset, and it'll definitely take you a long, long way, man. I mean, I wish, just sitting here just talking to you and just reflecting, if more people had this type of opportunity to express themselves through the talent that they have and give to the world the intuition, maybe the world be a little bit better place. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know, like I said before, man, it's just so many things that we got to definitely get locked into, man. And I'm not sounding like a broken record, but what I am trying to say is that, man, it's important. It's important. In no other time in history has unity been so important than it is right now. If you're listening to this broadcast right now, you know what I'm saying? What we're going to be talking about tonight, again, is about the solution, you know, to what's going on in society, what's going on around you. You know, we got a lot of folks that are in school right now getting ready to come out, you know, winter quarter, this, that, and the other. A lot of folks still trying to figure out what they're going to do with their life. All I'm saying is, man, pay attention to the things that's going on in life, and that'll help steer you in the direction you need to be going in life, if that makes sense to you. Real talk, it is what it is, but yo. I'm finna crank it up now. Like I told you, man, you better have that man on speed dial. You better go ahead and get it right, because in a minute, I'm finna definitely take you on a ride like number four. We're finna definitely turn this thing all the way up. Real talk, I'm gonna take one more caller right quick. We're finna see what's up. We're finna definitely see what's happening. We're finna see what you're doing in there. Your caller, last 4 digits of your number is 5317. 5317, you're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio, man. Who we got checking in?
Yo, it's Corey the Hitman. What's good, Jay?
Yo, what's good with your Hitman?
Nothing, man. I've just been working, man.
I hear you. You've been working. You've been grinding. Yo, see you real. You've been busy on the music tip, man. Yo, definitely got them joints in rotation, man. I've been pushing that stuff all over, just silking it and all the other networks, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? You being one of the guys that's definitely been riding with us like four flat tires from the very beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you can definitely appreciate the word unity. You can definitely appreciate, you know, seeing the fruits of your labor come back tenfold. Any words of encouragement for any of the artists that's out there that's definitely trying to figure out what they want to do with the music thing and direction they want to go with this, what you want to tell them right now?
I want to say, think about the generation after you.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay. Okay. That's real. That is real. That is what's up. Real talk, man. Yo, this is my man, Corey the Hitman. Yo, Hitman, tell them how they can get at you, bro.
You can get at me at, you can call 1566-3HITMAN. Yeah.
Okay, you might need to say that one more time. Your phone was fading in and out. Say it one more time so they definitely know how to get at you, man.
W215.com, I mean, at
yahoo.com. Gotcha. Real talk. So y'all already know what it is. That's one of Philadelphia's finest right there. So if you need any music, any beats, definitely holler at my man. Real talk. This is the Urban Experience like never before. Yo, you know what I'm saying? I got my special guest that's going to be in here. We're going to chop it up. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Now, what we need to catch up to speed and make sure that you definitely, you know, get what you need. You know, I'm going to let you know a little something, Real talk for all y'all that might have missed it. You know what I'm saying? From a unanimous vote, excuse me. I'm getting a little tongue-tied, but don't worry. It'll get right in just a minute. Which was passed in the U.S. Senate. Vote came in at 93-7. They just passed the version of the National Defense Authorization Act. And we've been talking about this all weekend because a lot of people are just now figuring out what all this is about. Now, for all the true fans of where they do to that radio, me, B-Dub, and Beanie Weenie was on the air last April. And we was discussing this very same thing. But, you know, like I said, we joke and we cut and fool a lot of times. So, but we, it's like my girl B-Dub said, you know, last night, sometimes we have to joke at certain things, you know, so we can kind of weather it and really look at it because it's really not a joking matter. And to drive on that point, this particular act, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what it's about, all I'm trying to say is that it's something that is going to change your life drastically because of the fact that we refuse to acknowledge the truth about what happened at 9/11. We refuse to acknowledge the truth of what's going on in Iraq. We refuse to open our minds to the fact that tyranny is alive and well in our own backyard. It's all fine and good and dandy when it happens to somebody else, but when it starts to happen directly to you, then everybody comes together. Now, follow what I'm going to say. Unity is the key, my friend, so we must come together. But we shouldn't wait until something of this magnitude comes along for us to start coming together. Y'all heard Martin Luther King at the beginning of the show. One of the rights that we're supposed to have is the right to protest for rights. So why aren't we speaking out against this act that was just signed? For all y'all that don't know what it is, I'm just going to give you some bullet points. This bill grants the power to the military to arrest U.S. citizens on American soil and detain them in military prisons without legal counsel, even without a trial. And I'm going to sum that up for you. That means that, you know what, if you're not part of the WE, that we, and that we the people, you could be a potential or be deemed as a potential threat to national security. And therefore, by that being said, you could find yourself in this situation. A lot of folks say, well, if I ain't did nothing wrong, then I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm going to stop this so you can really hear where I'm going to go before I bring my special guest on. You know what I'm saying? That statement, I can argue it both ways. Yeah, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you ain't got nothing to hide. But that doesn't mean that tyranny is freaking blind. You ever been in a courtroom? That lady that's in that courtroom, she's wearing a blindfold. Think about that for a second. Yeah, it's true that there are a lot of good people that still end up being falsely accused of something they didn't do. You know, some people say wrong place at the wrong time. Well, tell me what is the right place at the right time? If the ones that are writing the rules are breaking them as they go. Think about that for a minute. All I'm saying is it's a serious matter. It's not even a joking matter. And the more I think about it, the more upset I get, because people refuse to acknowledge the truth of where we truly are. We're too concerned with all this bullshit that's going on around us to focus on some real shit. And then the minute we start focusing on some real shit, we get that old slavery mentality. Well, we better not say that. When did it become wrong to speak on righteousness? Think about that. Got folks running around here worrying about what they're going to put under the Christmas tree. Approximately about 90 days, the Christmas tree is going to be the last thing you're going to be thinking about when you're not able to buy, sell, or trade. When that money, that fold that's in your pocket, is worth only 2 cents on the dollar. When you got to be in the house by 9 o'clock or be shot on sight. When you have to declare all of the items in your home, such as food and rationing. Oh, it's going to get real. All I'm saying is this. It's all right to joking. It's all right to have fun and this, that, and the other. But damn it, as a people, we need to get our minds right and come up with a solution. Real talk, I'm finna go to the lines right quick. I'm finna bring my special guest on. I just had to say that a little bit because you need to hear that. You need to know what's up and what's happening. This is Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flames and national artists that are changing the game. And real talk, matter of fact, this is what I'm gonna do, because when we get started, go ahead. If you ain't called a weed man yet, go ahead and get right now. Get right. I'm going to drop this joint on you. We're going to come back. I'm going to bring my special guest on the line, and we're going to take this thing to a whole nother level. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I'm gonna cry. Baby, don't go away.
but your beauty like crack. I recovered and I see you, I relax. Even with some time left, cause I feel the same as it is within the time capsule. Dreaming I had you, queen of my castle. Holding back every day till I'ma have to. My space, Facebook, email of my man. Tell her we better together, cause who better to have, cause who better to have, cause this feeling I'm revealing. Hitting the stash like it's spitting the half. Seeing that ripping in the sky like see you did it last. Maybe I should tell her.
I gotta cry. I just gotta tell you that. I haven't really holding back.
Hey dog, what's happening? It's C-Fret live. Where they do that radio? What? Big Red, you know what it is. Hey, don't C-Fret, where they do that at? Hey, don't J Dog, where they do that at? Hey, don't where they do that at? Radio, where they do that at? Yeah, SCE, man, you know what it is. Your boy C-Fret checking in. J Dog, killing with that big rat, y'all. Yeah.
Yo, real talk. We get ready to go to the question line to bring our special guest on the line one time. This is the Urban Experience like never before. But we're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. The number is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. Yo, you're definitely locked in. Yo, with the Urban Experience like never before, we get ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. So I hope your mind is right. I hope you got the rhymes tight. And I hope you listen. You just might learn something. Real talk on where they do that radio is, what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what's up. Like I said before, man, y'all better strap up. Call up. Last 4 digits of your number is 1981. 1981. You're definitely in the building on WTVGA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yeah, peace. This is Minister Yazoo of the Ouachita Nation. I just want to give a special thanks out to V-Dub and Javis for letting the brother come on representing right here. Like to give a special thanks out to Chiefs of the Corps. And I'd like to give a special thanks out to all of the listeners that come in to this radio, the whole listening, the vision, you know, and everything moving into this new paradigm. You know, with us, along with us, consciously awaken. And, you know, and it's all about loyalty and who you give your loyalty and your provisions to, you know, to subject yourself. You know, our people, we have been classified as being immigrants. And so all these immigration laws that they're talking about is really geared towards us because of our lack of knowledge of what law truly is, natural law. We are the nethers. You know, we are coming into this new paradigm of with that all-seeing eye, the mountaintop that Martin Luther King was talking about on top of that pyramid on the back of your dollar. That's the mountaintop. The mountain is also your physical aspect and your third eye being illuminated. Your third eye is that extrasensory projection. It's how do you project yourself? Do you project yourself for being in the projects? You know what I'm saying? Projects,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, with
okay.
Holes and techs and pimps. Do you want? Are you connected? You know, what I'm saying with the heavenly bodies, the celestial constellations. You know, which the whole body was drafted, where the whole Bible was drafted, where the Quran was drafted. You know, all those holy books draws their powers off of. You know, it's from the heavens, and so, you know, I give special thanks out to all the listeners. Also, I want to say this, and then I got a special gift for you all. You know, I want to say that the curse that we're up under right now is a curse because we had lost a war.
And so, you know, and this war was a worldwide war, and it came from brother hating brothers because of what somebody else got. Somebody got to be the king of this, and somebody got to be the king of that, you know, and it's just brother against brother, you know, and we had, you know, empires, you know, and at one time, you know, we loved each other, we was in peace with each other, but to the end of it, you know what I'm saying, it was based on jealousy, greed, and everything, because there was some new energy that came into the mix. And that new energy was the pale man, you know what I'm saying? And thus the pale people who were enslaved and terrorized by our people, who were the Moors in Europe, they had actually, you know, that's why they were called slaves. They were called Slavic, Czechoslovakia, Slovenia. Look it up. The word slave came from Slav, you know, and they had freed themselves under the Catholic Church by mixing and allying themselves with other Moors, you know. And they then, and if you, you know, and how to skip trace that is go all the way to a brother by the name of St. Maurice. St. Maurice was the one that had freed them through the cap by way of the Catholic Church. That's why they were called Moriscos, you know what I'm saying? And then they overcame the Moors who oppressed them, and they took their lands, or our lands, and put them on, and put us on reservations, you know what I'm saying, or outrightly exterminated us. This colonization technique was perfected first in Europe, and then duplicated on the eastern seaboard of the United States under the auspices and guidance of none other than Sir Francis Bacon. And so, you know, just checking out what happened over the weekend about this new act, this new military act, I got a special treat for you. Me being a part of the Washington Nation, I'm also a part of the She Nations. It's a part of the empires of black people. You know, they call us black people, Negroes, and so forth. But these were our people that was over here. And I got Prince Keith on the phone with me. You know, he is of the Blackfoot Nation. And he has 100%, you know what I'm saying, he has 100%, you know, where he wins cases. When he goes into the courts, he wins all of his cases, and he has his own case law. And when he goes into the court, you know, none of the judges go against him because he stands with status. And what all y'all rappers and all this, y'all need to think about what real status is. And it, you can't get status and true fame and all that kind of stuff from money and cars and all that, because you will get killed, you will go to jail, you have to stand on an oath in order to keep those things because you're still a beggar. And this brother right here is about to take you into a whole other scope of things to where you can have an elevated conscience, be able to walk and with your head up towards the heaven and be able to proclaim your nationality and who you truly are as being an indigenous being on this planet. You know what I'm saying? Are you there, Prince Keith? Blessings and peace, big brother.
All right, Oh, yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. You are live on Where They Do That at Radio, man. We are blessed with your presence, man. We appreciate you taking out your time out your busy schedule to come share with us some definite saving knowledge, because a lot of us need this knowledge, man.
You know, just one thing, brother. I'm so honored to speak with all of you tonight. You know, these are different times now, and normally my people have kept our, you know, our peace. And now the energy is right, I believe, to communicate. And I just want to say thank you. And I'm devoted to my people all throughout the planet. And I'm excited to get into the communications that we are tonight, because I wanted to first tell you, have no fear and love your brother. And that is the secret to the first part of getting out of this.
Gotcha. That is key. We constantly talk about unity around here. We constantly talk about, you know, perpetuating and building a united mindset, you know, when it comes to rebuilding the community. So you're definitely speaking music to all of our ears. With all these things that a lot of us are going to be facing, a lot of us that are already facing as we speak right now, what is the, in terms of, I guess you would say, the pillars, the foundation, to totally, you know, getting back on the right track, if we can say that, or getting back, or taking back. I guess that's the word I'm looking for. Taking back.
I'm glad you used that word. Definitely. Well, if I could start with a preliminary idea that will allow me to build on to answer that question.
Just basically the point.
A lot of people today read the law as if it's brand new to them. We're in, the military is about to occupy us. Oh, they did this act, that act. I'm going to read something to you so that it can be in your mind.
Okay.
Later, the Luper Code put the United States into the 1874 Brussels Conference 2 years after Washington, D.C., the city-state, became a corporation. And the Hague Convention of 1899 and 1907, the Luper Code explicitly stated in Article 1, Section 1, that a place, a district, or a country occupied by an enemy stands in consequence of that occupation under the martial law of the invading and occupying army. Whether any proclamation declaring martial law or a public warning to the inhabitants has been issued or not, martial law is the immediate and direct effect and consequence of occupation or conquest. By 1872, the United States government became the conqueror of all the states in the Union, where they thus reformed the franchises of the federal corporation, the county land known territory to my ancestors as Timucua, almost exclusively under English law, which through executive order of April 21, 1861, the sitting president, Abraham Lincoln, took authority. Thus, he commissioned a special code to govern the people. And to be honest with you, big brother, we've been in martial law since that time. And when they came here to my people, we've been in martial law. So I don't see what we're waking up to. It's always been that. And so the thing is that now, the next point is mentioning the Declaration of Independence to Colonial Countries and Peoples, which was issued in 1960 by 192 different countries called the United Nations Sovereign Nations. While they released the Civil Rights Act in 1964, they gave you civil privileges inside the system. Well, the thing is that you have to exercise your human rights, not your civil rights. And this was a remedy. The United Nations came to the United States, and the United States admitted through Trading with the Enemies Act, 1907, and various different acts that are associated with that, that any 14th Amendment citizen could be classified as an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a birth certificate or a driver's license or a bank account, you are supporting this, and you are classified as an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And you are treated as such, whether you know it or not. Well, when you go to court, don't be surprised. You involve yourself into a license with these, and you have now enjoyed the benefit of having a military and all those other great things that come along with being inside of whatever this is. But being that my people have always been here, and there's heads now that are coming out of the ground, if you just look and put in your computer, Cholula Pyramid, it's a pyramid older than Egypt's pyramids, and it's larger. Mm-hmm. And it's here on this side of the world, and it has 26 unexcavated palaces of people that look like you and I.
Wow.
The thing is that they said in a time where they would cover the truth up, the rocks would cry out, and rather than read all these books in English that anyone has control over in any media source of a nation as far as propaganda, this can be stopped by observing the stone itself and seeing your face in it. And that's how the great ancestor who left that head was to communicate to you because he knew who we are. God's right in stone, lowercase. Well, the next concept is that rather than going to court and exercising your civil privileges and all of that, they have a determination where they can make any determination at any point. So the Military Commissions Act of 2006 made it clear any citizen that is not going to declare their noncombatants and go along with the United Nations will then be quartered into internment camps based off any federal emergency for changing locations of populations due to disaster. And these disasters are planned to come because they're not having anything to do with the government. There's just a lot of information that they don't let you have, not necessarily that they don't let you have it. It's just printed on NASA, and so many people have to work and are interested in things that are, like, not important based off what they're trying to promote. You'd constantly be in your mind, constantly overstimulated, rather than read the law or what's really going on. That's why there's a class called the law class, and if you're in that class, you're called a no, and if you're not, it's you're the no not. You'll know whether you're a no or no not just by talking, but they consider those individuals, especially in this system, second-class citizens. Because somebody knows, you don't know. And grandmother always said that, she said, the man who knows why is a little better off is where he's going than the man who knows what, because the peasant should rather know his duty. And that's unfortunate, because I do believe all of us are brothers on this planet. We all share a planetary purpose, because we're all going in the same direction. And so I've helped with my people and my tribe, and I haven't necessarily let out to others, because it's really, it takes time to transition the mind from what people have here heard, because they call it, you know, the CIA documented how what they did when they did TV programming, it's called functioning psychoticism. Because you are taught to act socially a certain way, you'll never necessarily know what your social standards are, because morality can be destroyed by programming. And those programs can come in MTV or any other type of program where people that are growing up watch and look at what is acceptable socially.
That's right.
We at the royal family, Blackfoot,
mm-hmm.
especially on the she side, the she, Blackfoot, are our lineage is the belief that in the ancient days, you know, we were here and our brothers over in Africa came over here before the white man called it Africa, because that was a Latin mm-hmm. word called Africa. The land was called Black Earth in multiple mm-hmm. tongues. The thing is that there was an earth looked very different than it does today. Michael Jackson even said before he died that they don't tell you the history, and to be honest with you, he's traveled the world, and to hear some of the things he said about just the history, that's why I'm saying we got to go read the rocks. The rocks tell the truth. And so my last point is that the declaration of the granting of independence to colonial countries and peoples that was fashioned in 1960 December, General Resolutions Document 1514, go check it out. You will see back in 1960, they said, hey, you know, you're allowed to lie to the people. Yeah, you're at war with them, but the moment they know about this, you got to let them free, because, you know, that's how they just destroyed Libya. Libya was supposedly, you know, violating human rights. And all of a sudden, you know, and bombed that, the sovereignty of the country was no more, because the sovereignty of the country depended on the human rights protections of the peoples. But the peoples are miseducated here, and they never taught about these things. And be honest with you, that's why I'm speaking today, because you actually have a self-determined right, and you can express this. And I would tell all our people, we have a call for Unity Day on Saturday where we bring our gifts, you know, what we're good at. We come into a community to start to discuss what it means to be unified, because the She Kingdom involved not including only the Washita, but 65 and 35 major empires and 65 tribes that are some are distinct today. And some new names exist now, Cherokee and Seminole, that never existed before the white man came here. And even the sheep, you know, we were all the way in Asia, all the way in different parts of Africa. And there's a face that, if you look at our face, we're the black man that doesn't look like any other black man on any else other part of the planet. Because you have the Cambodian black man, he doesn't look like anybody else other part of the planet. Each one of us has a face, just like the white man has a Spanish, and he has a Scandinavian. They all look white, but they're different.
The thing
is that to understand your bloodline is to understand your purpose. And our people, the reason why this world is the way it is that we're called the planet keepers.
And
the planet produces four different distinct races, the white man, the red man, the black man, and the white man. My grandfather, she used to say, you know, the red man acts red. Black man acts black, the white man acts white, you know, and the yellow man acts yellow. And it's amazing how God, the creator of all, I humble myself before him with great humility and love, and thankful that he put all of these experiences for us on this planet. And what you resist, persist, is a universal law of nature. So no longer resist these whites. Don't even put it in your mind. Think of your royalty. Go check your ancestors inside your heart. You'll see what I'm saying. And plus, really, get into the United Nations. That's the super state now. Most people don't know and can't accept that there's one world government. And yes, they'll talk about the dollar, but, you know, Rasputin made that dollar, and that's all full of Masonic secrets that I would say is a general cultural thing and a this very discreet community. And to be honest with you, I just keep my level of peace with these entities because we all exist here on Mother Earth. And so that's why our focus should be on our people and our house. Believe it or not, the definition of a nation really is the house. And the house is the micro, like, scopic organism that represents the nation as a whole. As if I was to take a drop of your blood and remove it from you, I could still tell it was you because of the DNA structure. So, for example, Obama is supposed to be head of the nation. He dresses nice. He has a military. You see how he talks. That is what they call in law, it's contagious, that the government is to be imitated. Well, the thing is that when you don't have a house that, you know, represents you, where you can look up to, you know, that's what they came here. When the European princes came, they came to our families and our fathers and our mothers that ruled, and they took their heads off. And they made us such an example that we would be forgotten in their minds. And the thing is that our people have a structure and organization how we work. And, of course, since we've lost our land, language, and culture, you know, I'm so thankful that I've been trained by U.S. judges and doctors on this and traveled all across places in the world and had an education in England in one of Prince Charles' schools to understand what really is going on to us. And to be honest with you, they call us political chumps because all of us are asleep, they say. Here it is, they have declaration granted of independence over here, and we haven't even exercised that when Ghana became free because of this document and the many other nations that declared their, not their sovereignty, but first that they had the right to not be subjugated to colonialism. And the 13 colonies that came here and called this one place Georgia and Virginia, they that was on the blood of your fathers. And you remember when a grandmother or a grandfather that was Native American in your line, you've been here for thousands of years. And if you are an African, it still doesn't relieve you because you have a story. And if you are both, then you have a great story because there's no man on planet Earth has a story like ours. We have a right to make a new name now. We can start a new culture. We can do everything new, and nobody can judge us. And, you know, they watch us. They watch Michael Jackson. They watch Beyonce. They watch us. And we, unlike any other people in the world, everyone loves Michael Jackson. And I'm not trying to mention it again, but I really do believe that the world loved him. And he showed an example of what it means to believe in one's royalty. And many others, Olivia Tubman, she saw herself as an empress. And, you know, she did the Underground Railroad. And I'll be honest with you, I'm that same spirit, and you can catch me in the whirlwind. And I come with that spirit of peace and telling you to have no fear. Yes, they have internment camps all around you. Yes, they have caskets up Georgia highways. Yes, they will press you in the law. Yes, locking you up on each ticket and every ticket with no party of substance to prove that you're a criminal at all. But I tell you, hold your peace because I've seen the mountaintop. And I tell you, we're going to get there.
All right.
Have love. Thank you for this moment of speaking.
Look, we thank you for definitely giving us those words. And again, if you can tell us again a little bit about the assembly that will be done, we want to definitely get as many people engaged as possible. We have a worldwide listening base right now. A lot of folks are all over tuning in to everything that's being discussed. If you could please just tell us a little bit more about the assembly that's being done, so we can definitely get as many people into this as possible.
Yes. Let me ask you that question one more time. My phone broke up.
Okay. Basically, what you was mentioning earlier, when you first started about the assembly that's looking to be done this this upcoming weekend. Could you please give us?
Yes. Every Saturday, lately, I've kind of opened up. Usually I've only done this with our family as a practice, but every Saturday. Okay. We would get together and have a call of Unity Day. This is where the families that are involved in the royal family get together and share their abilities and their knowledge and information. This is how great societies have grown, The Masonic Society has individuals of high caliber that constantly are communicating all throughout the world. And in these moments that they communicate, they share valid and serious ideas that can differently really change their whole social makeup and improve them. I would say that that's what we're doing every Saturday. We're giving out information on how to understand what it is that's going on by fundamentally looking at the law, which, believe it or not, you can read a history book all you want. That's not the history of the country. The history of the country is in the law.
That's right.
And, you know, I'll be honest with you all, brothers, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And if you're not going to hear me say it, let the white man tell it to you.
That's right. And that's exactly what they'll tell you. That's exactly what they tell you. This has been awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing this live on Where They Do That Radio. And for all y'all who are still in awe and in shock, between the words of what you heard, between the music that you've been hearing, between the words and the whispers and the speculation, there is a solution.
There's a solution. And brother, can you give them your telephone number to where they can contact you?
Definitely.
Currently, you know, as far as my phone number?
How they can get in.
Yeah, you know what? If they were to contact me at theshemonarchy@gmail.com or theshemonarchy.gov@gmail.com. Again, theshemonarchy.com.
You want to spell that?
Okay, XXXIMOARCHY monarchy@gmail.com.
So that's ximonarchy @gmail.com.
She monarchy. Excuse me. Apologize. You know, it's great talking to you. I haven't really spoken to anyone. I've really kept the level of silence, which is a virtue. And you have to understand, being that we are in this particular situation in Great War, you know, they took off and put the President Kennedy in check right on there in the streets, and nobody questioned anything. And they shot Martin Luther King in the head, and they killed Gandhi, and they killed a lot of these individuals. So you understand that I don't do too much talking. And
it's
really about knowing this in silence and really knowing the truth, because the moment it's in your mind, the world will change, because they haven't told us who we are, and I know who we are. We're an extraordinary creature, and we have great abilities that are awesomely spiritual, that really do change things. And I've known you've already operated these things in your life, whether you knew them or not. But excuse me for, yeah, the She Monarchy, ximonarchy@gmail.com. And if you have any case material or any problems that you would like to have look at possibly, you would, shemonarchy.gov@gmail.com. Again, that's ximonarchy, chy, monarchy.gov@gmail.com.
Definitely. Brother, you're gonna be hearing from me like maybe tonight or tomorrow, because different things that we're dealing with and different things that I know a lot of people that are close in our circle. We need this information. I appreciate, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you definitely coming and sharing that information with us, because this is, again, the solution. We have to know who we are. In order for us to know where we're going, we have to know who we are. We have to understand and know that there's a reason for everything. There's a reason why we've been made a target. But when you understand the power that we possess, all these things can be changed. This is beautiful. Real talk, this is Where They Do That Radio, man. Look, I'm kind of lost for words right now. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to just drop a track right quick. We're going to come back. More exclusive joints, you know, more from my illustrious guest, Dr. Yazoo. Oh, my goodness. This is what's up. On Where They Do That Radio, y'all know what it is. The number 347-934-0318 on Where They Do That Radio. Yo, just ride with me for a second.
Local artists that are spitting the flame, international artists that are changing the game. Now you've been hearing the same time and time again about the media. Real talk, the media takes is definitely money in the bank. Yo, you definitely proud of paying your high cable bills. You definitely hit us up, you know what I'm saying? For $35 a year, you can enjoy your local cable television program and all the movies and the artists' things. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, we're definitely on the move. We definitely can lead you back to where it once was. We can't give it away for free, and we can damn near make it almost free. Real talk, don't take my word for it. Holler at my boy JR, man.
Yo, what's up? This your boy JR, you know what I'm saying? Look for all y'all out there who interested in getting into the music industry. Hit me up, you know what I'm saying? And if you also, if you're interested in getting rid of all of your high cable bills, and you tired of paying high cable bills, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy JR once again. Y'all come on now.
Yo, real talk it is. It's just that simple. You hit us up at 678-534-8447. That number is 678-534-8447. Go to the website, which is spellboundmedia.weebly.com. That is www.spellboundmedia.weebly.com. Hit us up so we can definitely change the game for you. Real talk, taking media back where it once was, which is free to everyone. We can't give it away. We can't show it for you. You already know it. Hit us up. Yo, the solution. For every problem, there is a solution. You just have to be willing to definitely understand and know what the solutions are. And what you heard tonight was a true solution. Man, my brother just really lightened a major load. For all y'all that don't know, man, if you missed any part of this broadcast, you need to definitely, you definitely want to go back and record this, man. I'll go back, pull it, download it, get this brother's information, especially if you know like I know, because it is what it is. Yo, V-Dub, you riding with me? 7548, are you out there with me? She might be on the line one more time doing what she do. Real talk. All I'm saying is, man, this is what's up. You got to understand and know. In order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. The true sovereignty of our people have been hidden for so long. The true sovereignty of who we are
We've been jumping from one foot to the other, trying to live up to someone else's standard. The very things that are oppressing us, we can use to free us. We have to stand and overstand. Real talk, man. It is what it is. I'm going to go to the line one more time. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening. Call the last four tickets to get the number. It's 2524. You're definitely in the building on WTVTA Radio. Who we got checking in?
Greetings. This is Brother Asar. Man, you guys are on fire tonight.
Man, we are on fire and on fire in a good way.
Yeah, that's F-I-Y-A-H, fire.
Guys, hey, I'm loving it. I am loving it. I am loving it. You know, we're talking about the solution to the things that are oppressing us, that are holding us back, the solutions to overcoming this tidal wave or tsunami that we see brewing, you know, all around us. And so many people are coming, they're becoming awakened to the fact that, yes, there's something wrong, but there's got to be something I can do. There's got to be somewhere I can go. There's got to be something that I can definitely, you know, use, you know, to withstand or weather this storm that's getting ready to take place. And when you hear and when you see, especially what Brother just was talking about, man, when you understand and know that, that's awesome, man. That is just awesome. I'm lost. I'm at a loss for words right now. But definitely, with the message that you brought to us last week, I've been getting a lot of inquiries. I got a lot of people from all over. We actually have a panelist in forum, which is the WTVTA forum, which brings a lot of like-minded entrepreneurs, everyone from media to artists to individuals in the construction business, the whole nine yards, everybody all coming together with a common cause and a common goal to see exactly what we can actually do to really implement some of a lot of things we spoke on last week. And with that being said, especially with all the stuff that's just flying around in the news and so forth, man, what are some of the first things you really need to do right now to really get, you know, our house in order and really, you know, start taking advantage of a lot of these tangible things that are around us right now?
My goodness, there's so much that was discussed tonight in so many different levels, and I think that Minister Yazoo and the brother Keith from the Blackfoot Nation, said so much, and because of the short span of time that we have, a very thorough understanding needs to take place, and there should be some forum of sorts where people who are interested in understanding further where we are and where they are individually and where we are collectively, an information portal needs to be developed where people can access truth and not fantasy. A lot of what we see that has all of a sudden materialized has already been planned. It's been planned 50, 75 years ago. This is nothing new, as the brother said. Going back to 1861, we do not have a U.S. Congress. We do not have a U.S. Senate. We are still living under military rule, whether we want to believe it or not. So going to the polls is not going to help us. Politicians are not going to help us. What's going to help us is to basically get within ourselves. We have to get back to our natural selves. One of the things that I was speaking to my life partner, who is from the Maori people in New Zealand, we were talking about the fact that something that's fundamental to our existence and our connection to Mother Earth is the replanting of the placenta after we give birth. That does not happen here. So there's a natural disconnect to the earth. There's a natural disrespect that we have to the earth because we're not connected to it spiritually. We do not take care of it. We do not take care of her in the way that we should. But with that being said, there are cultures around the world who are preparing for such times by preparing themselves with the seedlings that they have been gathering, the natural seedlings that they have been gathering for decades, whether it's through Native American prophecy or Pacific Island prophecy or prophecies throughout the continent, of visions of being able to see these times and being able to prepare for it. We have no land here that we control. So therefore, we can't plant to feed ourselves. The seeds that we have to purchase are from Monsanto and from W.R. Grace. These are poison to ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have no means in which to feed ourselves. Primarily, we have no water, no land, no water resource, therefore. So these are fundamental things to our existence here as a people. You're not going to be able to go to Walmart and use your credit card to purchase a gallon of water. These are not the times that we're speaking about. We're speaking about getting back to land and getting back to the nature and understanding and how to cultivate and how to preserve ourselves through our own means. And as I spoke of last week in our discussion, what we're doing is establishing global trade networks where we are trading with nations, micronations, across the globe on various different commodities, products that are needed to be able to sustain. That's the first wave. The second wave is a means to transport, whether that's trucking or ocean or air. We have to have our own means, and we have to be able to create those mechanisms for us to be able to be self-sustaining. We are not citizens of the United States of America. We are landless, we are nationless, and we are under the tyranny of the United States of America Incorporated. And that's first and foremost, we have to wake up from the fantasy that we live in. Turn off the television, turn off the MTV cribs, and turn off all of those things that is poisoning and polluting our minds. We have to get practical in ways of understanding how we sustain ourselves beyond understanding that we just get food from the supermarket or get food from Walmart or those places. We have to be able to understand that we have to control land. We have to control water resources. It's fundamental to our existence. We've done that before. We've been in those places, in those circumstances where we have controlled our own destiny. We have to get back into those things that are fundamental. But in order for us to do that, we have to have a forum in which these types of exchanges, as you indicated at the top of our conversation, that you're looking to put forth a forum where people can come and exchange ideas and come and present their gifts and their skills and their talents in whatever field or discipline that they have skills in, and come together. And people live in fear, and so when we're fearful, we do not unite.
That's right.
When we live in fear, we do not unite. And so therefore, we have to understand that it is death is always imminent. So there's nothing to fear.
That's right, nothing to fear.
There's nothing to fear.
This is awesome.
Because when you start to give and feed the energy of fear, you already succumb to the whim of this metaphysical, this metaphysical spell that we're all under, that many of us are under.
That's right.
And we have to be able to understand the truth. Understanding ourselves, understanding our history. No, we didn't just come here 400 years ago. We've been here for thousands of years. We've been here for millenniums. No, we didn't all come here shackled in chains. No, we are not you know, first, second, third generations. We've been here. We have a history here. And we have to understand, we have to take the time to understand who we are and not be in denial of who we are and what we are doing here on this planet. We have a purpose, and the purpose is known. We were there before. And those who are in the know and those who understand the power in which we possess are continually attacking. And who they're attacking is our women, our black women, our African women, because without the women and without the land, there is no nation. Again, if there's no land and if we're not protecting our women, there is no nation. And that's first and foremost that we must understand.
Wow.
And these are natural laws that any indigenous culture, any culture that has been sustained over millennia, will tell you, because they practice it. The land and the women are to be cherished, and we don't cherish our women. We like to go to the clubs and give them these throw dollar bills at their feet and all this kind of stuff. That is horrendous. It's demeaning. And these are fundamental things that we have to be able to understand and move away from. That deep hypnosis that we are under. We're under a very deep hypnosis. We're sleeping.
We're awake, but yet still. That's right. Wow, that's powerful. That is key. In the realm of this unity, in this realm of, you know, because the form is being formed. It's actually done. The prerequisites have already been put out. We got a lot of different groups from all over the nation who have all agreed. You know, myself with my colleagues that are in media and radio, we're on an all-out campaign to definitely bring like-minded individuals into an atmosphere where we can definitely cohabitate and share these ideas to the masses. And really bring about this true level of change that needs to take place, and also inform our people at the same time that all is not lost. Yes, things are happening, but that doesn't mean that it has to happen to you per se, or you're going to be a victim of all this.
No. We don't have to feed into it. We don't have to feed that energy, and that's the important thing that we must understand. What will be the most potent deterrent? The most potent deterrent is us coming into ourselves, and in so doing, when we align ourselves with natural law, when we align ourselves, nothing will be able to be able to withstand that. That us as a people have a natural understanding of how we are to conduct ourselves. Everywhere, we live on Mother Earth, and we don't even know where her lungs is, where her stomach is, where her breasts are on this planet. We walk on Mother Earth, and we don't even know our own mother.
Mm.
We don't even know our grandmother, the ocean. These are things that we have to come into a fundamental understanding. It's not about the bling. It's not about the glitter. It's not about any of the hype that goes on out there. It's about being that fundamental and that basic in our understanding as to where we are on this planet and what our relationship is to this planet that sustains us. The stars are represented here on this earth in the form of the trees. Because without the trees, we have no air, we have no oxygen. As above, so below. Once we get into fundamental alignment with Mother Nature, it's only then we will start to see a change, because we will then begin to come into ourselves. And once we are in alignment with ourselves, there's nothing that's formed artificially against us that will rise up and tear us down. Washington, D.C. is a mockery
okay.
of our own
right.
symbols. It's a mockery
right.
of our own symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Used mm-hmm. to work against us
right.
if we understand it.
That's right.
And these are fundamental things that these are things that are not taught in to the general public.
That's right.
But the information is there. We have to be able to move beyond the mediocre, the mundane, the placid way that we are informed and we are fed information. We are far more advanced than that. We have digressed and we have regressed, and it's time for us to wake up out of this slumber and be able to move forward. But we first have to come back. We have to come back and touch the earth and kiss the earth and be connected to the earth. And that is the only way that we are going to be able to form a unified front against any type of artificial metaphysical energy that is continually keeping us in slumber.
That's right. That's right. That is so deep. And this is what I've been talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we must awaken. We must come back to the basics. We must go back to the basics. We got to become spiritually rooted in the things that matter. In order for us to build a solid foundation for our youth to walk upon, we have to take these blinders off of all these things that are keeping us, you know, looking in places for things that we're not going to find. They're meant to occupy our time and our minds. But the key to this, it starts with self. We have to know ourselves. We have to know our connection to all these things that have been spoken of tonight. See, the reason why I'm so drawn to a lot of the influences here on What They Do That Radio is because when I hear these young men and women from a creative standpoint, for those 2.5 minutes or 3.5 minutes when you give off that energy, that's a sense of connection. And we should be able to have the same experience all the time, not just when the music is playing, but all the time.
Right. We should be able to walk with that music within our hearts every single day and being able to reconnect with the humanity within us. We are so far from our humanity that it is a struggle. And the only thing that most of us have is the music. I'm a great fan of music. I'm a music junkie. Because during the course of my day, that is the only thing that keeps me centered and keeps me going. It's the words, it's the tones, it's the vibrations that is being emitted from the music. And we have a gift in our creativity. And the young people that are coming up and being able to tell their stories and tell their version of their lives and their history through the music. This is a very powerful medium. That has been bastardized over the past decades and reduced
right.
mediocrity. And this, what you're doing now, is a forum for those people who have the ability and the skills and the knowledge from a very fresh perspective to be able to come out and convey the words and the lyrics, the rhythms that is fresh, the poetry, all of these things that are expressing the realities of where we exist.
That's right.
And serve as a reminder for us that it's not over. We still have to keep pressing on.
We have to keep going. We have to keep doing it. This is what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you if you listen long enough, you just might learn something. We appreciate having you on, Brother Azar. we have a lot of us who wasn't awake before we started, I think we just gained maybe another third that are now awake. waking up to the point of really conceiving the magnitude of what we have. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you tune in for the first time, again, and for all those who have been a fan of the show since we started, this is the driving force that has pushed all of us to this point of where we are now. Nothing happens as a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. There's a reason why you're listening to this broadcast tonight. There's a reason why you've been with us since the very beginning. And there's a reason why, as long as we have the opportunity to do what we do, we're not going anywhere. The forum again, and other postings will be done, you know, through various affiliates within the network. You're going to hear more and more about this movement. You heard me say this about 6 months ago. Today is the day that we take back what has been taken from us. Today is the day that we start reversing these mental chains and strains that have kept us from living out the destiny that we've been destined to fulfill. We have to awaken to the fact that we aren't who they say we are. We are who we know we are. We know who we are. We know what we stand for. And we have to be able to stand on that ultimate truth.
Yes.
Because there's power in all of this energy that you're witnessing. Every night that we congregate on this line, 22 million people across the globe, out of their busy schedule in different time zones across the world, are tuning in to find out where you're doing that. And we've been saying this all along. We've been doing it right. We do it right here. And we're going to take this to the masses. In terms of just any business owners and anyone who definitely is, you know, looking to, again, utilize a lot of the things we discussed, I would definitely be looking to definitely get with yourself as well as Brother Yazoo to definitely, you know, put the finishing pieces on this form that's being put together.
Yes.
For those that may have access to certain things, I got a brother right now who I've actually been working with over the last couple of days, and putting some things together from a community outreach structure that ties into about four or five different industries.
Yes.
What would be a suggestion for this young man who is looking to really, you know, get his community and fellow business owners engaged in a positive structure forward?
The important thing when we're talking about community and we're talking about business and creating an industry is the ability to cooperate within a group. And we have to go back and understand fundamentally, again, if we understand how how empires are built, how wealth is created. It is not done based upon an individual. It's based upon a collective. And it is how we are able to support each other in the form of economic assistance, or whether that these are skills that people are contributing. It does not necessarily always have to rely on capital. And capital can be in the form of anything, but not just monetary. But it's the cooperative approach to economics in this environment that is going to make the difference between failure and success.
Gotcha.
Capital, mm-hmm. as it is currently, is Brother, as you said at the top of his communication,
mm-hmm.
the dollar eventually is going to be worth 2 cents. Skills and talents, however, are going to be much more valued. And the ability of an individual to be able to generate wealth through skills and trade. When I say trade, I'm referring to whether it's mechanical skills or artistic skills and things of that nature, and how those things are combined in a collective group to focus on a specific goal, a specific agenda. And we have to learn, relearn how to get back into the habit of being cooperative or cooperating amongst ourselves so that it's not just one person rising, it's a group that's rising. And once we get our mindset around that, that it's not about the individual, it's not about the ego of the individual, it's about the collective.
Right.
So that's fundamental to building a cohesive entity, a cohesive community, and a cohesive business that will sustain and sustain the members that participate in that. Whether it's a food cooperative, if you take the concept of the fundamental concept of what a food cooperative is, and expand that into other industries. The food cooperative is such that where it's a group buying concept where people operate a store, a retail location, where they all receive foods, they purchase foods, they all eat at the end of the week. We go and buy groceries, those of us who still can't afford to do that. Why not take away the power of and put the power of that economics in our hands? Where we collectively put our collective dollars together and purchase foods that benefit the community that we're in. Just take that concept and put that concept into a business where the community needs a particular service, is in need of a particular service. It has the ability to create that business to service itself, whether that's a dry cleaner or laundromat or whatever it is.
Exactly.
We have the ability to do that, but we don't look beyond what the prevailing economic structure is to be able to say that, yes, we have the ability to support and sustain our own needs. We do. But it requires us to cooperate with each other, which is sometimes quite a difficult task, but it is not difficult. It has been done, and we can continue. We can do it.
That's right. That's right. It can be done. The great thing that I've seen in this journey so far is just the ability of, we just use media, for example. There are alliances that have been made with people all across the globe who use their collective talents from a music capacity, who are now having an opportunity to really control the outflow and the influences in certain demographics, which brings about a certain level of control and influence when it comes to uniting small businesses, where they can market their products and services to other small businesses who need those services. The artists become the vehicle and the tool to be able to build a presence that represents this entire machine. The very vices that they're using against to bombard us with things that don't matter, we're now creating an alternative that does matter because we control it.
Yes.
And that is the thing that gets me every day that I'm blessed to wake up in the morning is that I learn something new from the individuals that I speak with and commune with every day. Because this medium that is used for so many different things has a use if we all look at it the right way. And that's the thing that they're looking to destroy, just like we've been saying from the very beginning. This is why this threshold is under so much attack, and it's so many different things that filter into it that it totally numbs us from what we really should be. But I'm really starting to see the seeds that were planted a little over 2 years ago starting to come forth.
Yes.
And it really makes more and more sense. The more I hear it, the more I see it, the more I talk to more individuals across the world, that this is needed. This is so needed. I can only stress that as things continue to happen, we're going to do our best to make sure as they happen, we give you the play-by-play, the blow-by-blow, and we provide adequate solutions to everything. I have, and I'm going to put this out there, A lot of folks that know me outside of radio and the influences that I've been engaged with, if VW is still out there, she is one of the main reasons why I'm in radio today, because of a lot of different experiences that I've had, you know, in a lot of different industries. But music was always something that was the great unifier. I always found myself in every endeavor that was being done, always gravitating back towards this industry. And these experiences have now given me a valuable tool that I can now use to help a lot of these young men and women in terms of just, you know, helping them get their career to the next level, giving them an opportunity where they can be seen as well as heard. And then going a step further, I now start to see these same bright minds now attracting individuals that otherwise would not even be giving them the best way to say it, the time of day, now because they see and they understand the power that they possess. They are now more intuitive to do business with these individuals. And so it makes perfect sense.
It has been prophesied that the young people, it is the young people that are going to rise up in arms against this tyranny. It is the young people that are waking up across the globe and are rising up against the tyranny. The adults have failed the young people miserably. That's why we see the dysfunctional behavior. It's an act of defiance to the adults, because you are participating, you are prolonging a system that you know within yourself is wrong and it doesn't support and sustain. So we cannot lash out at our young people when they are acting out in defiance against the adults. This is their way of acting out, whether it's in music, the clothing attire, the style of clothing. It is an act of defiance against this system, and it's going to grow, and it's going to grow in ways that we could not even imagine. In every part of the globe, we will see the emergence of the young people. And it's those that are in the forefront, music and the lyrics that are out there, that are planting the seeds, and the seeds of revolution, the seeds of change is coming through the music. So keep up what you're doing. And I encourage every young person out there that has something positive to say, keep doing what you're doing, because you may not see it today, but a year from now, 2 years from now, someone somewhere across the globe is going to be singing your lyrics and singing your praise and singing your words, your words of encouragement, your words of defiance, your words to wake up, and we will see the emergence of the young people eventually coming and taking up arms in defiance against this tyranny. It's not going to come from the elders, because the elders have led them astray.
That's right. It's going to come from the youth. You are so right. It's going to come from the youth. That is. I couldn't have said it better myself. This is what it's about. I'm going to try to see if I can get a couple more callers on. We are in the extended hour for all those that's trying to get in. You can still catch us. You can actually go into Jeff Silken and definitely, you know, tune in. We got, you know, our lines are full. So you can definitely go into the internet feed as well, so you can definitely continue to enjoy the programming. What I'm going to do is see if I can bring another caller in right quick. Let's see who we got here. Caller, last 4 digits of your number is 6024. You're definitely live on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in tonight? Caller, if you can hear my voice, you are live on WTDTA Radio. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 6024. Who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio? Hello, can you hear me? Well, they might be just enjoying what they hear. I'm gonna leave them alone because I know there's a lot they've been taking in. A lot of folks are taking notes. My texts are blowing up. Emails are definitely coming in. So I'm gonna try this one more time. 7548. Can you hear me?
Yes, Ed. What's up?
What's up with you, B-Dub? Hey, you know, I tried to call you in earlier. You know, I was messing with you.
You know, I've been on the broadcast this whole time, but I'm at my desk, too, typing. So I might have had, you know, how you dropped the phone on your shoulder a little bit.
Exactly. I got you. Well, tell me how you've been enjoying the ride on the wild side so far.
You know, I always enjoy the ride on the wild side. I'm loving the new material and the extra content and the different point of views, and we're going exactly in the direction that I saw us going. So I'm loving every bit of it.
That's right. That's right. That is right. I mean, so many things are definitely, you know, coming forth. And so, you know, with this collective energy, man, we have to definitely take advantage of it and definitely make sure that it, you know, gets in the right hands and the right eyes and ears so we can really build, you know, upon that. And, of course, you know, I had to bring you in from a woman's perspective because we need to have that cinnamon in the bowl, like you always say. And what you're hearing tonight, from a perspective of, you know, a female who is in the industry, who is a mother, an entrepreneur, what would you say to a lot of the females, entrepreneurs that are out there on the line right now in terms of what they've heard, you know, throughout this broadcast?
This could be a whole different segment. I would say, I mean, stay focused. Figure out who you are first. You can't please anyone else, and you can't raise your children properly until you are totally, and you can't make the money that you are worth unless you know who you are. You know, until you're willing to invest in yourself and invest in the things that you bring into this world, then you'll never see your worth. You know, we probably as humans will never, well, right now we can't comprehend these. I'm not no preacher, y'all, you know.
You're on a roll.
I'm finding it hard to really express what I'm trying to say without sounding like I'm preaching, because I'm not a preacher. But one thing I'm dedicated to what I do, and I'm always in the mentor seat when it comes to my peers, because my AC, I'm 30, so I can rock with the 18 up to 30s, and I can rock with the 30s upwards to your 60s, 70s. You get what I'm saying? Right. I'm kind of like right there to where I can go either way. And what I've seen is, and what I've picked up, I just stay focused on what's good for me, what works for me. You know what I'm saying? I have to eliminate a lot of things that I really don't want to eliminate because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the bottom line is, got to stay focused on. Mwah.
That makes sense. Numero uno.
Which is yourself, your children, your house, your things, your finances, your health, your wealth, your runway, your path, you know, what you're reaching for, who you like to be amongst, who you want to rub elbows with, you know, what makes you comfortable, what are your standards, you know. When you take those college courses or interpersonal classes or whatever, when I first took mine, I think I was 20, maybe 21. When I first, because I didn't get a chance to go to college right out of high school. It took me maybe 2 years before I could go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe three. Almost four so I could finally go. And the hardest question for me to answer was, who are you?
Gotcha.
Once the professor asked me that at that age, which wasn't that too long ago, you know. I'm only 30.
That's right.
So I
That's
remember
right.
this stuff vividly. Like, hey, that was the hardest, who are you? Besides a sister, a mother, a daughter, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a hard question for a young woman, single parent, teenage parent, substandard education. That's a hard question, but it's so simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's right.
Getting back to what one of our guests was saying about the slave thing, the breeding, the making of a slave mentality. Man, my grandma gave me an article that she done dug up on the same topic less than 2 hours ago.
Wow. See how it works? You see how it works?
The Making of a Negro is the name of the article. And if anybody's interested, hit me at vwatl@gmail.com. I'm going to scan it in, or I might retype it or something, or put it into a PDF so I can share it with you guys. It is so funny how things work and how things fall into place when you just naturally are just doing what you do. You're not trying to make any type of special potion or no brew. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to do no witchcraft. You're just doing what you do.
That's right.
And how things just fall in line from different points. Like the guy that just said this stuff that's on this paper that my grandma, he don't know my granny. You know?
That's right.
He didn't know that she was going to give me that same topic.
That's right.
That's crazy.
That just shows you who you know, we're dealing with the energies that are going in the right momentum. And again, that's why it's like a lot of times I get chills when I'm sitting here behind the booth.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear what I hear and I see what I see, and I understand that, man, you know, it's so much that we can accomplish if we can just come together. That word unity. That word unity, if we can just simply just come together, there's so much we can accomplish.
In my own situation, I sit as a CEO, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the top of the food chain here. You know,
okay.
I teach other people how to be CEOs now.
All right.
And just a couple of years ago, I didn't even know who I was.
Okay.
So.
It's powerful, but that's how it works. This is how it works. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to tell you, you listen long enough, you just might learn something. This is where they do it at radio, and this is where we're doing it at, right here.
Yeah, right here.
You know what I'm saying? Man, we've been blessed with food for thought. We've been blessed with the opportunity to take control. You know, and for those that are definitely willing to do so, we got plenty of room. There's plenty of room on this cruise ship, I guess you know the best way to say it.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of room.
We're about to get ready to set sail again, though. So, you know, you got to.
You got to get
things.
In. That's right. You got to get in. You got to get
and
your mind right.
And the headliner is you. It's you.
That's right. It's you. It's about you. You
got to
figure it out.
That's the scary part to some people, though.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. I definitely agree. You know, when you're forced to look at things from a certain level of reality, you're forced to make those decisions. You know, but it's decision making time. You know, that's what it boils down to. It's decision making time. We have to make that decision to step in the truth and go with it, because this is the only thing that's going to free us. It's the only thing that's going to keep us. This is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. You are definitely live on WTV. TA Radio. You got my girl V Dub. You got my brother Alzar that's on the line. We got, you know, I think I still got my brother Dr. Yazoo that's on as well. I'm gonna see if I can bring him on right quick to definitely get some closing remarks before we definitely switch gears and get this thing cracking here. Caller, last four digits of your number is 1981. Are you still riding with me?
Yeah, brother. And it's beautiful because sister speak and share her thoughts about, you know, just coming from a CEO perspective and a sister, you know, because, you know, the Moore Science Temple, they teach us that, you know, a nation can't rise higher than its woman. And Brother Asar earlier said that, you know, a man must understand and must respect the earth and respect Mother Earth, you know. And so the brother for the Blackfoot Nation, Prince Keith, he was going in about the woman, you know, and about the She Nation and how the woman represents the She Nation. And then we talk about the Shrine of the Black Madonna. And if you go into King James, version of the Bible and you go into the New Testament, it starts off with the Virgin Mary, which represents the Virgo. It starts, the astrology starts with Virgo, which represents the woman. So we must stop exploiting our sisters, and we must, you know, when these sisters have something to come out, when these sisters come out to rap, and they have a lot that they really want to talk about because they raising
right.
us alone. And the brothers
right.
are not there. There's a single woman there. It's a, you feel the strength, you feel a heartbeat, and we're all trapped within our states of consciousness. That's why when you get into sacred geometry and you know that everything has a shape, you know, everything has a shape. Now, we must be able to genuflect our ideas, our consciousness and creativity from all things. You know, we must be able to circumscribe that from which we are truly feeling our innermost thoughts. You know, we should be able to circumscribe those things because we live in a state, and every state in America is represented by a shape. If you look at Georgia, Georgia has a shape. Look at California, has a shape. Look at Florida, it has a shape. And each one of these shapes determines on how we think because state represents thought. Our mind state, it represents thought. And all things start from a thought. All things. So you know, to wrap it up, we're talking about that. And I'm not talking about not producing no babies because I'm telling everybody out there, you know, get with somebody. Don't get with no hoe. Don't get with no red dress chick. Don't get with nobody like that. And all you sisters out there, if you're out tricking and all that, you know what I'm saying? Just because you got it, you don't have to trick. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm telling you, because you are goddesses and you are not to be that type of person that is the representation of the Statue of Liberty. Your liberation does not come by being the United States of America, which is the great whore right now that sleeps with every nation in order to get something. You got it, you know, and so you don't have to trick nobody because you got it, you know. And I see my man Ja, I got to give shouts out to my man Ja, you know what I'm saying, my man Ja Rule, you know, he's going through it right now. He in prison, they jumping on him, they trying to take the brother, and he's crying out to his people because, you know, he was one of those brothers that was really trying to find himself. You know, and he was really trying to do it, you know. But right now he's on lock, you know, and just to bless everybody, you know, that is out there listening right now, you know, with some real good advice, and that is to not sacrifice nothing that you, none of your children, none of your friends, don't cut throat nobody, don't do none of that. But give your whole self, you know, to this world to help somebody, you know what I'm saying? To give good advice to somebody, you know what I'm saying? To spit that fire to somebody that's going to help to liberate them mentally, spiritually, and physically. Because, you know, it took somebody to look at me when I was lost to reach me, you know, in a time that I thought I knew everything. So, you know, this is where I like to wrap it up with, you know, and that's not to, you know, go out there and tell people that, you know, we need to wrap it up and not create no babies because we need to replenish this earth with our seed and we need to not amalgamate our seed with other nations. We need to be within our nation and we must understand what our nation means, nature. And we, just like what Brother Asar said, we must understand not what is happening metaphysically on the artificial realm, you know, or the artificial happening on the metaphysical realm, which is messing our psyche up. We must understand ourselves that is happening naturally on the metaphysical, because when you look up at the stars is nature moving all at once, you know. And the trees are the stars on Earth. And, yes, we are part of the tree of life, you know, olive trees. We are the olive trees. And so, you know, just getting a little bit of wisdom, you know, and I know that this hip hop crowd, hip is the language that we speak in, you know what I'm saying? And hop is the movement, you know, and we can't be stuck on that stuff that is ignorant, and we have to stop supporting the ignorant stuff, and we have to start supporting that God hop, you know, because we need to hop back into the God. That's the only thing that's going to save us, man. It's going to save your pockets, your wallets, and everything.
That's right.
You know, a debtor in the Bible is a sinner, you know, and everybody in the United States of America, I don't care how many millions you have, you are a debtor. Because of the fact that unless you are a creditor is not a debtor. He's the person, you know, that goes out there and goes looking for that person that is in debt with them, you know, that he's had lend money to or whatever. He's the one with the wealth. But at the same time, when it all comes down, he's looking for those FRNs, which are the Federal Reserve Notes too, which by H.J.R. 195, doesn't mean anything. The dollar doesn't have it. It's not worth anything. It doesn't amount. Real wealth comes from us coming together collectively and unifying. And through our unity, you will find our strength. If we're going to sit here and we're going to create hip hop battle hop, you know what I'm saying, to sink each other's battleships, that's not going to work. We need to swear our allegiance to each other, our oath to one another. Because with our oaths to one another and our loyalties, and not looking for loyalties to get royalties from these people that's out there, you know, saying that like the Ashkenazi, like the Russian, like all these other people in Europe, you know, saying that is controlling, like these elitists and so forth, these greedy people who's working class that have our minds in these different types of states, you know, playing. You know, crosswords with us and having us all trapped up under a spell, you know, because all of us is up under a spell, you know, and we going to have to go through and be able to navigate through these spells and have the right type of armor all on, you know, and in order to be able to shine. And that's not, and that's my understanding that you have all of the gifts within. You know, and this was a very powerful segment tonight, and I give it to you, brother. I give it to V-Dub, man, just to hear you all speak, you know what I'm saying? That is beautiful, you know, and how you, you know, how you all are the oracles of this show and reach the masses of people into their intellects, you know, and wake them up during the time of Aquarius, which means the age of the know. You know, and be into the known. So this is awesome. This is awesome.
This is what it's about, man. We could not do this without you guys. We do our part to open up this realm for our listeners and for our artists. But without you guys, it would not be no us. So as long as we keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. This is what it's about, man. We appreciate all the love, all the support. Everyone that's definitely out there, again, continue to listen to the broadcast tonight. We're all just silking it. For all those that are definitely going to be, you know, up late, you know, trying to see what's up, see what's happening, definitely check in, go to the websites, listen to all of the links that we definitely got out there, because if you listen long enough, you just might learn something. You might just enjoy it as well. Again, all the artists and all the love that we've been getting, we want people to walk away tonight with a repetitive thought. And that thought is a strength in unity. In order for us to take back our community, unity must be a part of it. It must be the foundation. We must unite in order for us to really fight this fight that's been brought to us. Because just because we choose not to fight doesn't mean the fight isn't coming. It's already here. It's already being played out. We have to stand together, united. The forum has already been formed. Again, we'll be getting some additional postings on all of our affiliate websites. Shouts out to the whole fam at Just Silking It Radio, my man Big Silk, Baby G, DJ Payne up in this thing, DJ Murdoch, you know what I'm saying. My man Ghost Rider, the whole crew, real talk. I told you fellas, man, this thing's getting ready to go on a whole nother level, man. You just better ride with us. Real talk, you already know what it is. This is the urban experience like never before. And I'm going to say it just like in the famous words of my man, you know what I'm saying, Russell Simmons. Yeah, we're going to give you one to grow on, but we want you to, you know, to enjoy the rest of your night. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time. And we're going to say with that ending thought, we're going to say thank you, good night, may God bless. Peace.